Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Let's take a look at that New Orleans offense.
Teron Armstead, University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff.
The big left tackle, Teron Armstead, 6'5", 304.
Into triple figures. Follow Armstead around the left side.
Kamara, blocked by Armstead, that opens the door.
Teron Armstead.
He's one of the best in the National Football League.
Right now, who is your number one player in the top 100 this year in the NFL?
Number one player in the top 100.
Who been cooking this year, though?
Teron Armstead, number one player.
Teron Armstead, he's been one of the most important players here on offense. I know that Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle get a lot of attention, but it's been his stability at left tackle that has really helped this offense bring it together.
I love Swaggy Stead. Oh, yeah.
I'm introducing Armstead every week. Just fire.
Been around a long time, and he's still one of the best tackles in the game.
What about him stands off the tape?
Do you watch his tape?
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We're really blessed on this show and this station to get guys who played the line. And as talk show hosts, we're all starting to be more and more educated by people like Olin Krutz. And people like James Big Cat Williams that help us figure out some of this stuff. It's great to now be able to talk with someone who just finished playing in the last year. And that's Teron Armstead, who joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Teron, thanks so much, man. We've been wanting to talk to you since August, so I'm glad that you made time for us.
No problem. No problem, man. That intro was sweet.
Yeah,
I appreciate
right?
it.
Yeah, you got
intro
it.
Was sweet.
That's our guy, Chris Tannehill, who does like the best work in the business. And we were talking during it. That was a teammate saying you should be number one in the top 100. But you were top 100, what, three different times? That's pretty damn good showing on a career, isn't
it? Yeah, no, I was on there a few times. I got, you know, I feel like I could have been up the list a little more a couple times, but it's okay. No complaints.
What made you want to step into the space? Because like I said in our intro, like, we're really lucky to have guys that played offensive line. I think it's the most difficult thing to talk to the layperson who's never played football at a high level to talk offensive line play. So what made you want to step into the space and say, I have something that I want the people to know?
Yeah, I mean, throughout my years, I've gained a ton of knowledge, insight, different perspectives. I had to play the game multiple ways due to injury and other circumstances. So I just wanted to be able to share my knowledge, share my experiences, stay around the game. You know what I mean? So doing media and covering all these games, I'm actively watching and paying attention to so much. So it's been great. It's been a, an incredible season. A lot of fun, a lot of ups and downs. I'm really enjoying it.
That's awesome. The Set Podcast is the pod. And you had Darnell Wright on the other day. We played a little snippet of it yesterday because we have loved his kind of breakout season to another level. And you got stuff out of him about what Dan Roschar, the offensive line coach, has meant to him, which shed new light on the progress. Like, that human connection and that encouragement was incredible to hear about on the pod. What about Dan Roschar's coaching helped you in some of the same ways you suspect it might be helping Darnell? Because you were a Pro Bowler three times when Dan Roschar was your coach.
Yeah, man, Dan is excellent. He's amazing. He's like a human whisperer. Like, he just finds the ways to motivate you, to make you focus on the right things. He demands a standard every day, and he won't yell for it. He won't call you out your name or do anything explosive. Very calmly, but the standard is set, and it has to be that every single day. So being in Chicago with the talented group that they have and bringing in Joe Thuney and Jonah Jackson and the guys that they already had in the building, I'm not surprised. Like, no question about it. I'm not surprised about the success that they're having already and the success that they will continue to have. He builds confidence. He builds camaraderie and cohesiveness. Like, he really believes in that, having the chemistry across the board. So I know those guys are spending time together, getting to know each other more. And as Darnell spoke on this set, he talked about just having someone to have that unconditional confidence in him, and it helps him to display that in himself now.
When you watch Darnell from his first couple years to where he is now, where do you think he's improved?
Confidence is one, and it's easy to say, like, what does that mean? But if you play the game in a safe way, you are putting yourself in position to not make mistakes, but you're not putting yourself in position to make plays. What Darnell Wright is doing, he is making plays. He's making as many plays as any skilled player that's on the Chicago Bears offense. He's creating lanes, and he's creating opportunities for those guys to be successful. You don't do that without confidence. So Dan bringing that alone to guys like Darnell and others is a huge asset. But for Darnell and his technique, what I've seen from him and what I spent some time on the field with him during training camp, he kept retreating for no reason. Like, he would gradually continue to back up and give away real estate that wasn't earned. And so that was like the biggest thing that we talked about, is make every person earn every blade of grass. He's a big, strong, massive man. So if he says that this your push stops here, a lot of times it's going to stop right there, wherever he determined that to be. So him just taking a set and the work that he's put in throughout this season has been incredible. It's been fun to watch his progression and development. And it's only going to get better.
Is that approach from Roschar, and you know, that worked with you and worked with Darnell, of like, you know, helping to build confidence through kindness and calm, is that an outlier among offensive line coaches? Like, we think of offensive line coaches as ass kickers, and you big strong dudes as people who need your ass kicked. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't even say it's kindness from Dan. It's direct. And it doesn't waver. So if you hear the same thing every day, like, that's not good enough. I need this to be better. I need that to be, this is how it's done, over and over and over and over, in a way that is explained to you, in a way that is easily processed, in a way that is digestible. I think that's the outlier, that the fact that Dan's patience in walking you down towards the progression or doing the right things, his patience in that process, I think that's the outlier. What makes him special as a coach? A lot of different coaching styles there. A lot of them work. His approach, it fits any player.
Teron, how did you see the left tackle position change from the moment that you walked into the league to the moment that you walked out?
It has developed for sure. These guys are being asked to do a lot more in run game and screen game, I would say, opposed to back when I was playing, we were drop back passes, one-on-one with me and the DN. Drew was, when I was with New Orleans, Drew Brees, just he's trying to dissect the defense. Now it's a lot more screen game, reverses, tackles getting a lot of catches and touchdowns that I missed out on, sadly. But it's evolved. It's evolved. And even pass protection is not as much one-on-one pass protection. Not like drop back, five step, seven step. You don't see as much as of that anymore. These schemes have developed and progressed because a lot of these rushers have as well. You know, Myles Garrett is, we don't know if he's human for real. So it's not the smartest thing to just line him up with somebody and block one-on-one all day. So if you have an opportunity in scheme to create ways to get help, you do that for sure.
So before we get to Miles specifically, who we get to see this week, Bears have had three different left tackles this year. A holdover former fifth-round pick, and then they had an undrafted Canadian in Theo Benedet, and now the second-round kid, Trapillo, who we were told might not even be a left tackle in training camp. So they keep getting chip help and max protect. That speaks to what you're saying about the evolution of the position, doesn't it?
Yeah, and those guys individually have played pretty well, too, all things considered. They have. Ozzie has impressed me quite a bit, seeing him in place of Braxton and those guys. They play pretty well over there at the left tackle spot. And it's like I say, it goes back to that standard of the offensive line. It's not Dan just on Darnell Wright. He's on Joe Thuney, who's a all-pro, multiple-time pro bowler. He's on him the same way. So guys like Ozzie and any of the other young guys, you have to come every day to bring your best. And you do that every day. You have that standard every day. You have no choice but to get better. And they're doing that.
All right, let's talk about Myles Garrett. Because, look, in our group chat on the show, we've been sharing the clip of him doing a Euro step to beat a double team. I think you're right. I don't think he's human. And now the Bears have to deal with him this week. What is that guy, and why is he so difficult to deal with?
He's a problem, man. He's a problem. Like, as throughout my career, as I would game plan and dissect rushers, I try to take away what they're best at. So if it's a power guy, I'm going to get on him early. If it's a speed guy, I'm going to meet him at a point kind of deeper in the pocket. If it's a guy that has a spin, I'm looking to take that away the entire game. This man does everything at the highest level. So at the end of the day, my game plan for Miles, well, let's go do it. Let's go dance, baby. Let's really just line up best on best and let's do it. It's really like you go out and you compete at the highest level when you got somebody that can, even though you do everything right, they can still beat you. Okay, I'm going to go do everything right. I'm going to play physical, fast, and we're going to dance. That's really the approach for when you got a guy like Myles Garrett. You shy away from it at any moment, he got you. It'll get ugly. You go battle. You go compete at the highest level. That's it. That's all you
want
to do.
And did you want help? Did you get help? How did that play out?
If you guys knew Sean Payton, he wasn't he's a do your job type of guy. So if your spot is play left tackle and block that man, you play left tackle, you block that man. Mm. He's not really a reinvent the wheel. He would implement some type of help and a chip every now and then, but no, me and Miles, we went toe to toe, one on one for a lot of battles, and it was great.
Teron, Drew is one of my favorite quarterbacks for a very specific reason. And I talk about it, speaks and I talk about it a lot, the idea of athleticism in the pocket. Now, we know that Drew wasn't going to win a 40-yard dash against someone, but he was really good at taking a step to the left, step to the right.
And climbing.
Climbing the pocket, changing a launch point. So what was that like for you guys to know that you had a guy that, while doing all of that, he was going to keep his eyes down the field?
He was an elite athlete in the pocket. Like, to your point, elite athlete in the pocket. Like, his short area movements, footwork was clean as ever. But the way that Drew prepared and how he was able to diagnose defenses before the snap was his superpower. So we knew with Drew, most times the ball would be out fairly quickly. Like, you stop that initial rush, the ball's gone most times. It'll be other times where he had to, you know, be mobile in the pocket, and he can do that with the best of them. He was an elite athlete in the pocket. And it helps to know where your quarterback is. Caleb Williams, I've seen growth and progression in his game. A lot of times he's able to diagnose and get rid of the ball quick, early. There's other times that he's using his playmaking ability, strengths that Drew didn't have. So I can't say that's the right thing to do or not. Like, he can do these things at a very high level. He's not making bad plays worse. He's not taking the unnecessary sacks and unnecessary hits. So I like where Caleb Williams is right now. And I think he will continue to speed up his process. He will continue to speed up the operation. He'll find the easy ones more often. And as he continue to do that, man, he'll be more and more dangerous and borderline unstoppable.
That's Terron Armstead. And that's really interesting to hear you say, because you were honest about what you saw from Caleb in training camp. I remember we played it on this show about seeing some concern about his processing. And we like having honest conversations about where Caleb is. We just had one before we brought you on. So it's interesting. You do see improvement is what you're saying. What's left for him to do, you think, from what you've been able to see?
Continue that, man. Continue to work his process, his preparation, find the easy throws. The ball moves best when it's in the hands of the eligibles. So as fast as he is, as good of an athlete as he is, the ball moves best. We score more points when the ball is in the hands of his eligibles, the guys that are out there to make plays, to get yards after catch and all those things. So the more he can do that, more often he can just get the ball to his eligibles. They've been running the ball incredibly well. And that's the same thing. Just giving the ball to the eligibles, let them do what they're paid to do. So as he can continue to speed up his process, his preparation, diagnosing blitzes, and different schemes as the rotations are happening, and these things come with reps, come with time. But I've been impressed, man, from Philly and the dynamic schemes that they have with Vic Fangio to Green Bay Packers. We've seen the Packers dominate top offenses at times this year, and Caleb and he orchestrated that offense, and they were able to go down and move the ball down the field at will, essentially, in the second half. So it's there, but more often, let's make it more common.
What do you think of Ben Johnson, and what do you think of his run schemes?
I think Ben Johnson is fire. I think he's very sure of the type of team that he wants to have, very sure of the direction of the organization, very sure of himself and the identity of that he's bringing, physicality, different matchup problems, scheme to help create lanes and create space for his eligibles. I think he's a phenomenal coach. And from everything he's shown so far, from what we saw from this Bears offense last year and Caleb being sacked more than anybody in NFL history to where we are today, and so much room to grow and to get better, so many more challenges to come up to and adversity and work through that and fight through that. But what I've seen from Ben Johnson thus far has been incredible.
Man, this is such great stuff. One more on the coaches, because you had Dennis Allen. You shared space with Dennis Allen for some time there. Bears aren't generating a lot of pass rush with the front four. Montez Sweat is getting there a little bit more. But it's been fascinating to watch him. You think the lack of a pass rush affects what Dennis Allen can do, as you know, from a theoretical standpoint?
That's my one concern, guys. That's my biggest concern with the Bears moving forward. Like, if they can make a real playoff push the rest of December and January, is because when you get to those games in January, you get to those playoffs, can you rush four and get home? And on the other side, can you protect against four? Dennis Allen can scheme up better than anybody, as well as anybody we've seen in the league. And he's done it throughout the years. He can create pressure. He can create blitzes. When you get into the playoffs and you have a team that is focused on you and you only, and they see these blitzes and they're ready to slide this way, slide that way, and it's less people in the back end now because you got safeties blitzing, and it makes it really hard to win those playoff games.
Hey,
so my one con-
Sorry, go ahead.
No, my one concern is Bears' pass rush. Can those guys win with four? It's not for me to say right now. They have the guys that's capable. I know Grady Jarrett can get hot at any moment as well. Montez Sweat has been playing well. And they got some young guys, too, that's going in and that have moments. But on a consistent basis, if the Bears can generate pass rush, they're dangerous. They're dangerous. They got the ability to beat anybody.
Great stuff from Tron Armstead. What a pleasure. Hey, I was somehow just hip to this week, that Big John Henderson used to have an assistant coach slap him across the face before games. Like, that's what got that guy going as a tackle. And now I got to ask, was that ever a thing for you? Did you ever need anybody to slap you across the face to get you going for a game?
No, absolutely not. Mama told me, somebody hits you, you hit them back. No, sir, not me.
Okay. All right, so look, everyone that's within the sound of our voice, you need to go to YouTube and become a subscriber to the set.
Or else Lawrence will come and slap you across the face, because that's what he does.
That's what I like to do. But you should definitely, look, if you like really good offensive line content, Teron has a bunch of it, and he's got a bunch of Bears content this right there this week. Fresh stuff that he did. So go and subscribe to the set and show him some support and some love for the great content that he provided to us this afternoon. Teron, this was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. I appreciate you guys, man. For real. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you. Learned a lot right there.
There's some great stuff in there.
Yeah, there's some incredible stuff in there.
Which I imagine we will see. This is why it was okay for Alex to move.
Turn the page?
Yes.
Yeah, because that Myles Garrett stuff is a keeper for, turn the page. Look, we here at Turn the Page Industries are able to look inward and realize when we've made a mistake. And we apologize to Alex Kuhn for what we thought was indiscretion.
Apology accepted.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, way to go.
Look at that.
TTP LLC. Danny, can we add a few cuts to TTP?
Yeah, the whole interview?
Hey, yeah. The whole thing.
Stay out of turn the page business.
I mean, the Miles.
It's not my jurisdiction.
The Myles Garrett stuff. Woo! There's a lot of good. If you like sexy football.
Like Darnell Wright making more plays than any skill position player.
How about that?
Mean, come on.
How about the simple advice in training
Beautiful
camp?
Stuff.
You're giving up real estate that's not earned. Man, that makes all the sense in the world.
So please go be a subscriber to the set. It doesn't cost you anything, and support Teron and show him that when people, because I got a text from Futech yesterday. He says he does stuff all over the country, but when he does stuff on the Score, people react. So show Teron that you are interested in more of his content and subscribe to his YouTube page. We need to take a break. Why? Because Spiegs is upset.
Yeah, and you like it.
I love it. I love it, you big tight end. I'm a big fan of it. You know what? I forgot to tell Teron that my college intramural team was called the Pine Bluff Bumpkins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never heard about the Pine Bluff Bumpkins.
Yep.
We ought to get them going against the Mighty Sequoias in a grudge match.
We would kill y'all.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do.
Man, we had a 700-pound offensive line.
Yeah, and I was actually fast in college.
Filmer, I don't believe it.
There's film on it.
But let's get it.
That's right.
Let's get it. Put it up on Twitch.
That's right.
Right after I play Marshall in Tecmo.
Strangely enough, that video will be up before you guys play Tecmo Ball. So let's talk about the Cubs and
inactivity.
Free agency.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be something during the show. You never know.
I'd like that.
I think everyone would like that. Well, everyone who's a Cubs fan. The White Sox got their gift. Back after this on the Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Scott is in Wisconsin, and now Scott is on Spiegel and Holmes. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show. Hey,
you're right.
I got a couple questions. Great show.
You're right.
You covered some of it.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Cubs. I don't remember what the play is, but it was in Arizona, and I was doing play-by-play. Got another one of those games in February. Very much looking forward to that.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, getting out there in Mesa. I get to hang out at the complex and do a bunch of research. Maybe I'll do a show from there. Going to bring the machine and do the show from there.
Bring the machine. That would be awesome. I know some places.
Oh, yes.
There's some places I want to take you guys. I want the whole team to go down there.
Let's go. Let's all go at the same time I go. Let's do it.
There's a couple places I want you to stop by and have some eats at.
No, but you tell me, and I will follow up on that.
All right. And you know there's a Harold's like right down the street from Sloan.
I did not
there's
know
a
that.
Harold's, there's a Harold's and a Portillo's like right down the street from Sloan.
I'm not going to do that. I can't do that.
Sure you can.
Hey, look, I'm out here. It's like going
just
to,
know when you go, yeah. The first person you're going to meet is from Chicago.
I mean, it's like going
never fails.
It's like going to Dublin and eating at a Burger King, you know, which me and Jay Zawoski did late one night.
They've got everything out there in Arizona. There's like, you know, they've got the Eagle Man Insurance. They got the Victory yeah. Auto Records out there.
They got Lou Malls.
they do, actually.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite places to go eat breakfast is a place that was here.
Do they have a closer for the Cubs? Do they have enough of a bullpen for the Cubs? You know, four of their pieces that were real good in the bullpen are free agents. The ones that they found eventually. Brad Keller is a free agent, and he's talking to everybody. The Blue Jays, the latest team to show interest there. Caleb Thielbar, a free agent. Drew Pomerantz. And, Andrew Kittredge, they traded back to Baltimore. Who's going to be in the bullpen? They signed Phil Maton, you know, or Maton, excuse me. But who else is going to be there, Lawrence?
So my feeling about bullpens, they are a living organism. And from year to year, you can just kind of work hard, but also get a little bit of luck and end up with a solid bullpen. So I'm not as worried about where they're at with the bullpen right now.
I understand. And that's what they did last year. In fact, Craig Counsell was talking about that, the realities of last year's bullpen. But he and Jed Hoyer have been saying, oh, yeah, we need more bullpen. Yeah, we're not done. We're not done. We're not done. But here's Craig on the bullpen.
The bullpen is, you know, we talked about this earlier this week. Like, you know, what we thought about our bullpen going into the season, and maybe just reread it, maybe what we thought. We were wrong. We were pretty wrong on it. We ended up pitching pretty well. But I think at the start of the season, it maybe wasn't the guys that we expected to do it. So it just shows, I think it's get a bunch of good arms and kind of see, you know, what happens and have enough abilities to pivot when you have to during the season. And so I think part of that absolutely this year will be Porter had a rough season. It's Porter Hodge season bouncing back. That's going to be important.
So look, a Porter Hodge season bouncing back, a healthy Daniel Palencia. Who knows what they do with the kid Jackson Wiggins and how aggressive they are. I get it. But they had said they were going to go out and get a couple veterans for that bullpen, and right now they have one. And part of this, Lawrence, for me, is I just keep seeing other people sign. Kyle Finnegan went back to Detroit. I love the idea of that kid, the former closer in Washington, who they had a pitch usage change in Detroit, and he was really good. So when I saw that happen today, I was angry in the group thread. And,
yes, you were.
And you were tickled.
Yes, I am. I think that you, like, if I can do a little bit of psychology, I think that...
That's my lane.
I know. I think that you are trying to give yourself a break from football because we spend so much time talking about football. And it's like you need a little sorbet. You need a little baseball sorbet. I think you were expecting the baseball sorbet to come in the form of the Cubs being out here doing stuff.
Well, when there's other people doing stuff.
Right.
I hear you. But there are other options for the sorbet.
Speaks. I'm not saying you're wrong, by the way.
I could come in and wax rhapsodic about how Kyle Schwarber should have been a career Cub who goes into the Hall of Fame with a C on his cap instead of a script P.
Yes.
I could come in and do that.
And you will at some point later on, especially if they don't do something. but as guys fall off the list, I get the frustration because you're like, oh, that would have been a good fit for the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, that guy would have been a good fit for the Cubs too.
Well, you're right.
Are there enough fits left for them to do stuff?
Right. Are they going to go get Robert Suarez, the 35-year-old closer from San Diego, who's probably going to get 3 years at 55 or 3 years at 60? Are they going to do that for a 35-year-old reliever?
I could go for a lemon sorbet right now.
I mean, Finnegan signed a 2-year deal at like 11 per or something like that, or 12 and a half per, whatever it was. Like you could have done that. So are they going to go get Michael King, or are the Mets going to pounce now that the Mets have been embarrassed again with Pete Alonso going to Baltimore?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
he kind of told them, though.
Yeah, he did.
Like Pete had said, "Yo, I'm planning on exploring free agency."
Yeah, after last year, you know, and he screwed them, too, because they couldn't offer him the qualifying offer again. So they don't even get a draft pick. They get nothing. You get nothing and like it.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're right. The Cubs have needs. I don't believe that they're going to spend with consequence until they do. Right now, it feels like a lot of talk. That's the problem. Feels like a lot of bluster and not a lot of action. And you look around, there's action taking place.
Well, there's another piece of Craig tape that we need to hear because George Hoffman had reported, hey, George, he had reported that Justin Steele isn't coming back into September. Tanny and I were trying to do the math yesterday, and we're like, okay, well, yeah, I guess with the injuries that he had, that actually kind of makes sense that he might not be available until later on in the season.
But he's throwing. I see him on Twitter and IG throwing and doing his thing.
But throwing and pitching are two totally different things. Here's where – how about this? Listen to Craig, and you tell me if it's closer to September or closer to April.
Nothing has changed. I mean, it's, you know, it's not going to be opening day. And after that, I really don't want to speculate until we get to spring training and see where he's at as we get to, I think we'll know in spring training kind of a target area of dates there. But yeah, it's not going to be opening day, but I think it'll be the first half of the season. Yeah.
First half of the season. Okay. That sounds better than the September business.
He thinks it's going to be, and he still has to see him in February to make that assessment.
Yeah, I'm all right with that one. I'm okay. I mean, if you go out and you get another one, you get Michael King or you get Tatsuya Imai or something like that, then you've got enough for the first couple of months while Justin Steele's getting comfortable. And hopefully Justin Steele is that dude, that top three Cy Young caliber dude by the time August and September and October come around. So I'm all right with that one as long as there is an arm of consequence that gets added. I just feel like right now it's a lot of bluster and a lot of talk, and there are teams out there actually doing the do, and I would like the Cubs to be one. I'm not usually this guy who's like, you know, who's this kind of antsy about it, and I do believe in Craig and his ability to find bullpen folks on the fly. I'm just not... I didn't think I'd have to access that at this point in the offseason.
I know we're doing your baseball sorbet.
I'm good, though.
But I've got some breaking news.
Yeah, I've processed my sorbet. It was delicious.
I could really go for some. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. They have sorbet. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is from Adam Schefter. The University of Michigan has fired Sharon Moore.
Hmm. That's the football
coach. There
were
some rumblings about that.
Yeah, but I would have figured if it was going to happen, it would have happened, you know, after the Ohio State game.
How bad was their season?
It wasn't bad. Were they 8-4 or 7? I thought they were 8-4.
They're supposed to play in the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl, which is my least favorite flavor of
Cheez-Its and citrus.
The citrus.
Let's be honest, folks. What's undignified? Is this playing in that bowl game or refusing to be in a bowl game at all?
Hold on. Yeah, I know.
Hey, the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yeah, that's the bowl you want to go to.
That's the one you want to go to.
Right. But I mean, it's like the
and
Armor
the great sponsor, Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. But the Armor All Pop-Tart Bowl would be the comp here. Like, if you're going to just throw a sponsor on top of a pre-named bowl, you can't do Cheez-It Citrus. You can't put those together.
You know what you could do, like an alcohol sponsor and citrus bowl. That
absolutely
would be great. Like the Grey Goose Citrus Bowl.
I'm all in. I'm all in on the Grey Goose Citrus Bowl. But the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl?
That doesn't seem right.
That is not okay.
Yeah, Michigan finished fifth in the Big Ten this year. And they ended up with a 9-3 record.
Yeah,
and they fired their coach at a very weird time in the calendar to fire a coach.
Good luck finding another one. Iowa State
Jesse
have another
Minter,
kid.
Maybe
the defensive coordinator from he's in Baltimore now. Was there with I think he took over for Mike McDonald. That's like the name that pops in my head first. They have to have a name in mind at this point, right?
Is there a Michigan man who's an assistant in the NFL that they want to hire?
Folks, let's give it up for Alex Kuhn for coming up with Jesse Minter.
The Chargers, I should say, not Baltimore.
Okay, that's fine, though, but you still came up with it. And, you know, Alex
Mike
Kuhn.
Mike McDonald.
Yeah.
Alex doesn't know what he's talking about. Right. He's over here listening to Yacht Rock.
I loved him in the Doobie Brothers. Absolutely. He changed the band. Alex Kuhn needs to host a college football show on this here radio station.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Like, he needs somebody get out in front of that. Some sponsor get out in front of that. Is Mitch here? Is Ryan Porth here? I'll talk to them. Alex, I have a lot of sway with those guys. I think you know that. But yeah, Alex has thoughts and answers.
Thanks for the confidence, Speaks.
You got it, buddy.
We did see George Jacobs walking around here today. Mr. Eminem Jacket himself.
What was he doing here?
Who knows?
Maybe he was putting together a college football show for young Alex.
Could be. You never know. Hi, everybody. Welcome into the Windy City Limousine College Football Hour. I'm Alex Kuhn.
Doesn't that sound good?
It really does.
It really does.
We take a trip around the Big Ten.
Yes, in your Windy City limo, we're taking it down to Champaign.
It's the luxury drive of the weekend.
Brought to you by, there you go.
Let's see who's moving to the back seat here on the Windy City limo.
All right, I got to do some reading up on the Sharon Moore stuff because I think there might be more to it. And maybe that's why a coach that's 9-3.
Are you already angling to host the show that Alex is hosting?
Me?
Yeah.
I would love to be a guest on that show.
I know, but you want to host Hit and Run.
I don't want to host. I already do college football stuff on House of L.
All right, there you go. So you've already got an outlet.
I've already got a space to do that that you guys won't let me do here.
Welcome to my world. You know, I'm looking to
more bear stuff.
Protect Alex Kuhn's theoretical real estate right now. I just want to help make sure that his fake radio show stays alive and afloat at this point.
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Fake radio, real analysis.
I mean, think about it. There is like a 10-week period where there really is no baseball stuff to do. Like, not necessarily enough for like a couple baseball shows. So you just take those shows and you move them out the way. We've already moved one of them out the way for Bears pregame stuff. Like, that was easy. And then you take the other show and then you move it out the way for those 10 weeks and you have Alex in there doing some college football.
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm really glad I wasn't actually listening and just instead was Googling Sharon Moore fired because I'm trying to figure out what's going on with that.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that
I didn't even trust Alex.
When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the NFL, because beyond the Bears, there's a lot of stuff going on. We'll try to get it as much as we can. Turn the page is coming up at 4 on the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Warren, the running back. Warren, they fake it to him. Rodgers still has it. He's going to take off running for the touchdown. Aaron Rodgers. Well, he can't throw, but he can't run. Beats you on a 55-yard bomb and then runs it in for his first rush touchdown as a Steeler.
He needed some help, and he got it today. And right here, he shows off the wheels. And then he almost gives you the discount double check there.
Means maybe you guys will shut the hell up for a week.
Maybe it'll make Speak shut up. Before we get into the NFL stuff, I have an update on the Sharon Moore story.
Yeah, it's not good.
This is from my office mate, Adam Rittenberg. We share an office at DePaul. Professor Rittenberg writes, quote, following a university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member.
Oof.
This conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy.
That ain't right.
Well,
yeah, because you got power, so you're using some power, and even if you're not, you're putting the university in jeopardy by having said relationship.
Oof.
That's ugly.
Oh, that's, my goodness. Okay. Oh, you know what? And now there's a statement from the University of Michigan.
Okay.
All right. U of M head coach Sherrone Moore has been terminated with cause, effective immediately. And here's the part that I just read. Following university investigation, credible evidence was found that Coach Moore engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. This conduct constitutes a clear violation of the university policy, and U of M maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. Biff Poggi, or Poggi, right? Is Poggi?
Uncle Biff himself.
Poggi.
Poggi has been appointed head football coach in the interim capacity, effective immediately.
So he'll coach the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. And probably a lifelong dream of his to coach that particular bowl.
I mean, Citrus Bowl is like a pretty good bowl.
Oh, absolutely. I just, you know, now that Cheez-Its are involved, it changes the tenor of it a little bit. That's really
Remy Martin ugly. Citrus Bowl. That's what you want.
I bet Notre Dame doesn't turn that down.
The Remy Martin Citrus Bowl?
Yeah. Yeah, you offer them that. It's a little bit more appetizing.
Oh, Remy and ginger ale. Remy and ginger beer.
All right, so some ugly stuff there at Michigan. That's too bad.
Man.
Yeah, we were going to talk about some other NFL stuff in here.
Yeah.
The only thing I wanted to say is that the AFC is going to look vastly, vastly different come playoff time. No Chiefs, maybe. No Ravens, maybe. No Bengals, probably. Like, it's a very different thing that, you know, with Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence and the possible Coach of the Year candidate, Liam Cohen, guy we made fun of for Duval. Right? And the Texans on the come here with that defense, the AFC is going to be very, very different.
In the NFC, watching that horrible football game on Monday night, it was terrible. Watching poor Justin Herbert just be like, okay, I'll just kind of tuck under every time I fall so I don't land on the hand that's hurt.
Yeah.
And Jalen Hurts just being like, here's the interception for you, and here's a fumble for you, here's an interception for you. It's really interesting watching how each week when you watch the Eagles, you go, there's something wrong, and it's a different thing every week. You go, oh, their defense wasn't really strong this week, or A.J. Brown's not getting the ball enough, or something's wrong with Saquon. And then this week, it was Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, you're right, because Saquon ran well, and you'd think that would be enough. A.J. Brown ended up with a hundo, but it was Jalen just giving the ball away left and right. Yeah, something is definitely rotten there.
And the idea that the Chiefs thing might be over.
Yeah, I mean, 7 straight AFC title games. 3 straight Super Bowl appearances, 9 straight divisions. That thing, I mean, the division is now lost altogether.
The division is now lost.
And Travis Kelce
may
be done.
Don't ever do that again outside of the REIT.
Okay.
Per the client, stop doing that.
Yeah,
not good.
That thing may be over. Do you know what team has the longest drought in all of professional sports of not making the playoffs? They're in the NFL. It'd be the New York Jets. 15th straight year of no playoffs. That is the longest drought of any team in any of the 4 major sports.
Wow. That's bad.
Yeah, that's bad. They're real, real bad.
There's a lot of bad stuff going on out there.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, there's still good stuff going on with the Bears.
Yeah, there is. They got an interesting matchup.
Some good stuff going on with the Browns, too.
Yeah, there's a couple things.
Just a couple.
Really just a couple.
Then there's some really bad stuff going on with the Browns. Mm-hmm. And then there's some passive-aggressive stuff that's going on with the Browns.
And some sloppy stuff that's going on with them. And hopefully the Bears can take advantage because they don't have the dysfunction. Like the Eagles have all that dysfunction, which clearly is manifesting on the field. The Bears do not at this point.
Brian Daboll to Michigan?
Ooh, that's interesting. They should go get that Carolina coach. I know he only won, 4 games in his first year?
Bill Belichick?
Yeah, he's on the come.
That guy?
Yeah.
Get him now.
Mike Tomlin? I'm not being serious.
Yeah, okay.
Taking a shot at Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. That is no way to make that Windy City Limousine college football show happen. That's not how you do that. Be careful.
How do I do that? Teach me, Speegs. Teach me.
Somehow brought to you by M&M's, too.
That's right.
Somehow they're lots a part options. Of the thing, too.
Send this to George.
We're going to turn George. The page and get you ready for Bears-Browns next on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.